And so just a brief background on this segment for those of you who are maybe new to it. We haven't done one in a while because this sort of falls more under Hannah's portfolio, and she's been on mat leave for all this year, although you probably hardly notice that. She's still very involved, but she usually organizes these. But we're going to do one today, and the point behind this is that we know that we're all called. This goes to our core value as a church of missional equipping, that all of us are called to do the work of the Lord wherever he might call us to be. And so there's a double meaning behind this phrase, God at work. It's about where God is at work in our lives, but also where we're experiencing God in our work, in the things that he's called us to do. So in just some of the last three interviews we did, you heard about how we honor God by making cheese, how we honor God by suicide prevention, and how we honor God by delivering babies. And so those are just three of the interviews we've done recently where we see where we encounter and experience God and how we see his hand at work in our lives. But today, we have Lorraine Shaw with us, a wonderful mother and person, and from Nanoose Bay, which you'll hear about in just a second. So, Lorraine, why don't you introduce yourself, say who you are, where you're from, and how you got to where you are now in life.
Okay. Hi, my name is Lorraine, and I have a husband over there, and I've been married for 38 years, and I have two children, two daughters, and two grandchildren. And I'm retired now and enjoying Nanoose Bay. And but I say I'm retired, but not really. But my past is a preschool teacher, and I've always loved children. And I always like to encourage parents to play with their children and read to their children. And I've had a few dreams that I've been working on.
And why don't you tell us just briefly how you came to follow Jesus so we know that part of your story?
Well, I was 7 years old, and I went to Pentecostal Kids Camp, and it was in Abbotsford. And I was from a Christian family, but there was some dysfunction there, and never felt love from my father. So I met my Heavenly Father that gave me unconditional love. And I remember this counselor praying with me, and it was quite a profound experience, and he's always been there for me.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about what takes up some of your time? What are some of your passions? Because you've retired from maybe vocational paid work, but we know that retirement is just a transition into another kind of work in our lives. We don't retire from our work. So what kind of work are you involved in these days?
Well, I love children, and I love to play with children, and I have two grandchildren, and we have so much fun. And I've done some play groups, and when I was in Victoria, I did play groups for the outreach for the community through our church. And I used to have groups up to 70 parents and children, and they would play in the gym. And I wouldn't preach at them, but I would show them the love of God, hopefully. And so I just did that because it's just something that God has given me to do. And because I have grandchildren, my grandchildren would come visit me. And I always had a dream to write a children's book. I love children's stories. I just think they're so cool, and I love reading to children, and I love doing things like that. So I've always wanted to read a children's book. So I've worked for years trying, and then some ideas didn't work, and I like to draw. I like to draw where I am. And they always say you should draw and write about things that you're passionate about. And so because I live in a bay, and some of you have been where I live, and it's beautiful, it's on the water, and my granddaughter, she'd always be pointing at different things that she would see in the bay. And so I thought, you know, I think I'll write a book about that. So and I'll draw pictures. So I was drawing them and drawing them, and then I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll self-publish. It took about 2.5 years, and my husband helped me a lot. I drew the pictures, and he colored them, and I thought of the words, and it's funny because you're going to laugh, but my best ideas is laying in the bathtub. I would think of ideas, right? So, and so I remember God just giving me these ideas, and I put it together, and so I've been working on this book, and I got it self-published, and the library accepted it, and people seem to be responding, and schools are opening up for me to read. I'm going to be reading in Arrington School, and where we do the breakfast program, and we're going to do a little workshop, encourage children to write their own books. So God has really helped me to fulfill this dream, and I couldn't have done it without God's help.
So we're going to get to hear a sample of this book in just a second, and in just a moment we'll invite the kids up and get a live reading here. But just before we do that, where in this process, just talk about kind of where you've experienced God's pleasure and God's joy as you use your gifts that He's given you and just work in the unique way He's designed you.
I want to tell you one experience. I had worked on the rough drawings and the script and everything, and then I was down. My publisher wanted me to get the pictures to them, and my husband was waiting to color them, so I had to do the final drawings. And I had the whole day to myself in my house, and I was so full of fear of failure. Like, what am I? I'm not an artist. You know, what am I doing this for, you know? And I was so full of fear, and I just asked God to help me, and I still was full of fear. And so, because I knew I had to get those done that day. And so then I phoned a friend, and I asked a friend to pray for me. So she prayed for me. And then I was sitting at my table, and God just told me, just start, and I'll help you do the rest. And that day, I did all 10 pictures. And then my husband colored them, and it was like, I can really say, because I was just didn't really have the confidence. 60 years old, I'm doing this. This is crazy. And then another experience I just have to tell you. We were in Tofino for our anniversary, and I'm walking along the beach. And I'm just walking along the beach, just minding my own business with my husband. And this lady comes to us and asks us something about the Eagles. And then she started talking about us, and then she said that she is a well-known children's illustrator and author from Toronto. And then I said, oh, I just published a book. And then we got talking, and she gave me some really good advice and encouragement. It was like that. What is the odds of that? You're going to meet somebody like that, you know? It's just like, I just say, okay, God, you're doing things. I don't know what you're doing, but you're doing things here. So that was really encouraging. So, and God is helping me to, and you know, I have a dream to do a Christ-based book. I'm not sure what that's going to look like. I have some ideas that are kind of, you know, so I'm just asking God's guidance to do that. And so God is working, and I'm not sure what the future is. But balance is really important in my life, that I don't get too obsessed with this particular project.
So would you like to hear some of the book? All right.